CBS Sports Radio 650 and on 95.7 HD3 KIKK Pasadena, KKHH HD3 Houston. Helping Houstonians live their best foodie lives. It's time for I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry.
Welcome back. It's the Hangry Girls, Jessie Watt and Danielle Dubois. Another episode of I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry. Ready to go. Danielle, what's going on?
Oh, another day, another dollar, whatever.
Do you watch the TikTok of the girl? Another day, another Starbies.
Okay. She's so cute.
You know, she actually went to my rival college in Michigan.
Really?
Which is where my sister went. It was Western Michigan University. And I, of course, I don't have any other connections or ties to her, but I'm like, she went to kind of the same school.
That's so funny. Yeah, I was looking at her page the other day, and I know that she was with the Bruno guy.
Really?
Yeah, they were hanging out together. I was like, oh. What's up?
Bruno? What's up, boo?
Yeah, what's up?
Coming out of her.
But yeah, I mean, she's super goofy. So like, I follow her because I appreciate the goofiness and stuff. So,
no, she's really funny.
Yeah, she is. She's cute. Super cute.
All right, Danielle, how was your weekend?
It was good, man. What am I to do? Okay, so remember I was like, I'm not drinking. I finally broke the I'm not drinking.
Yeah.
I had a few cocktails. I had a few espresso martinis.
Can I just say that you lasted
so
long on it.
Yeah.
But you're still doing like,
I'm still working out. I'm still eating healthy, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? I started to realize that, like, I'm about to have surgery. And I was like, you know what? I'm probably not going to drink for a month. So, like, why am I
doing
not drinking now? Like, I'm going to already not be drinking. So
live your life.
Yeah.
Don't deprive yourself.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. And plus, you can still do healthy habits and enjoy an espresso martini.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, look, Friday night, I was in bed by midnight. Okay.
Easy.
And then Saturday, I had dinner with some friends and then, you know, had a few drinks after.
Where did you go on Friday night?
Friday night, I went to my bed because I went to Saturday night, I went to Seasons 52 out in City Center.
Okay.
Because some of my friends live out in Katy.
Okay,
so it was
yeah.
kind of like a little midway point. And then we went to Permission Whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
My spot, guys.
That's my
spot. My jam.
Oh, my God. Well, Danielle knows I had my sister's bachelorette party this weekend.
Yes. How was it? It looked like so much freaking fun. I want to have a bachelorette party just so Jessica can throw it. And
literally.
It's so much fun.
I said, if anyone ever asked me to be a maid of honor again, the answer is a resounding no. I was like, I'm sorry, but no, we had a blast. It was so much fun. We went to Scottsdale, Arizona. Danielle, I don't know how anyone lives in Scottsdale because the lines are insane.
To get into places?
Yeah, we had more fun at like hole in the walls because, you know, I planned to go to all the really big spots like Dierks Bentley's, Whiskey Row, Riot House, all that stuff. But to get a table is like close to $5,000.
Oh, yeah.
Which is insane, right?
Well, I think it's underestimated the popularity that Scottsdale has gathered in there.
It's like New York freaking city.
I mean, it is incredible. It's definitely one of the more popular destinations now.
It is insane. I mean, it was a blast. It was so much fun. But I mean, lines wrapped around blocks. Like, you would have to wait 3 hours. I'm not even sure if you would get in. One way or another. I'm like, if you live in Scottsdale, how do you go out?
You just got to know people.
You have to know people.
Yeah. Wild.
Insane. But it was nice to be in a warm place with no humidity. Like, that was pretty nice.
That dry heat, though. Yeah.
But it was a good time. Glad to be home. Back in H-Town and where people can come visit us because it's warm here.
Hey, you know what? And the weather's been amazing lately.
I know, right? Beautiful. And it hasn't been like sweltering, huh?
Not at all. This weather's amazing. I'm like, you know what? People are like, I'm ready for this cold to get out of here. I'm like, I love it.
Love it. Okay, so let's start out the segment how we always do. We like to give you three brand new date night spots that Miss Danielle Dubois, Hangry Houstonian on Instagram, has approved. She loves. And then some recommendations on maybe what to eat there so you don't walk in and feel lost.
Yeah, so I have three brand new spots that, y'all, I am so pumped about these spots. First spot is a restaurant called Acme Oyster House, and it is a restaurant that was made extremely popular in New Orleans. Off of like Bourbon Street, there's an Acme there. It's an oyster house, so obviously a bunch of seafood, fried oysters, fried shrimp, po' boys, and so forth.
What's po' boys?
A po' boy's bread. It's like a French bread.
Okay.
But like soft. Okay. You think of French bread, you think of like super crunchy and crispy.
Yeah.
Po' boy bread is like kind of gummy. Like, it's softer.
Oh,
like, yeah,
okay.
You can really bite into it. Whereas like French bread, it's going to just kind of crumble all over you.
Right.
Time and place for each. Love them both. But like, I love po' boys. They have a po' boy at Acme Oysterhouse. It's called the Five Napkin Po' Boy. And basically, it is just like roast beef, and it just like kind of just melts in your mouth, melts in your hands. You're going to need more than five napkins probably to like get through this. Oh, it's so good. But anyway, so they just opened in the Montrose area, and I'm super pumped about it. This restaurant also has ties to my family. My dad is their attorney. And so I have loved this restaurant and the family that owns it for decades now. They've been part of our family, and this restaurant is just, it's just good. Like, it's a touristy restaurant, but also, like, their etouffee is good. I would recommend, like, their crawfish and crab dips. And then some fun things that they have on the menu for the Houston location is shrimp tacos.
Yeah. Wait, so this place just opened? Like, it's new?
Yeah. Oh, no. It opened up, like, a week ago.
Oh, my God. That's so exciting. Yeah. And then how long have you known, like, the owners of this place?
Oh, my gosh. Since I was, like, 7?
No way. 10? Oh, like, okay. Yeah. So it's owned by good people.
7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. So my dad has worked with these people for years.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So my parents were at the opening. We went to the opening, and it was fun because, you know, typically I'll get invited through Hangry for stuff, but this had nothing to do with Hangry. This was all my dad. So yeah,
that's so cute. So that way, I love going places where you know the owners are good people, and you have
the
that
food,
with a lot
I always
of people
say the food
Houston.
Tastes better when the owners are good people. So they're great people. And then that actually kind of brings me to my second restaurant. It is a restaurant called Pier 6. It's out in San Leon, which is like kind of in the Kima, Galveston area.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But it's right on the water. And the owners of this restaurant, such nice people. They are actually like fishermen. They own a fishing business, okay? Oysters are their like main concept. Mm-hmm. It's prestige oysters. And so they harvest and they, you know, quote unquote, catch oysters. I don't know
exactly the right
terminology for that. Yeah. They harvest and get them out of the water and then we enjoy them, basically.
We eat.
They eat them. Yeah, we eat them. But they decided to come up with Pier 6. And so the head chef there is actually, his name is Joe Cervantes. He came from Brennan's. You know, the Louisiana restaurant in Midtown Brennan's. It's like a staple here.
Yes.
Yeah. So Joe was there for the longest time. So I was so pumped when I heard that he was going there because I was like, man, like, it's by the water. Like, I feel like he could have more creative freedom than he would have at Brennan's because Brennan's is like, you know, kind of white tablecloth and it's just which is amazing and beautiful and we love that. But like the creative freedom that Chef Joe is allowed to have at Pier 6. And so I went up 2 weeks ago and it was, oh my gosh, so good. Honestly, like I love Acme, my heart, but like the oysters at Pier 6, y'all, I mean, kid you not, were some of the best oysters that I've had in my lifetime. So freaking good. Chef Joe is just, he's a baller over there. Love him.
That's so cool that they're fishermen that just they're like, seriously, you know what we should do?
Right. I mean, they're getting like the best of the best. I mean, you've heard of like farm to table.
Yeah, yeah.
This is literally tied to table.
Which is insane.
Which is so insane. And also, I mean, they supply the oysters to Acme House.
Which
they
is how you know it's going to be good.
To like Whole Foods and stuff here. So like they have the freshest oysters.
Whole Foods?
Oh, yeah.
They're going chain, baby.
I know, yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you know you're getting like good quality ingredients, especially when other restaurants and other stores are trusting them with what they're bringing to the table.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I got a chance to, like I said, meet the owners and stuff. And his name's Raz. Super cool dude. And he's just really passionate about like bringing really good fresh ingredients and products to the table and having his community that he, you know, grew up in that community. His family has had that business for years now and stuff. So I just think it's really, really cool. The entire concept. I was like drinking the Kool-Aid, like loved it.
Well, what two great options right there? Because number one, if you've lived in Houston forever, you know all the staples around here and the more popular places. So to have a brand new spot open up that you haven't heard of yet.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's a brand new date night spot right there. Yeah, Houston.
I will say it's 50 minutes outside of Houston. Mm-hmm. So that is the only like con I would say. But what they do have is Pier 6 Bungalows, which is a little like you can almost make it a little, you know, staycation, so to say, in San Leon. So you can go to Pier 6 and then stay at the bungalows. You can rent out the bungalows for a night or two. And so I had the privilege of being able to stay at the bungalows and it was awesome.
I think it's
so
kind of nice though sometimes to go a little bit outside the city. If you're going to go on a date night, especially if this is like third date, like why don't you travel a little bit outside, hustle and bustle?
Uh-huh.
What's our third spot?
Oh, absolutely. Our third spot is a new steakhouse in town. It is called Gatsby.
Like the Great Gatsby?
Like the Great Gatsby, exactly. So the owners of this restaurant, they came from Steak 48 and Mastro's. They okay, opened yeah. up those restaurants and kind of brought over some of the staff and so forth from those notorious restaurants to open up this steakhouse. And it is like a neighborhood, dark, intimate, cozy steakhouse, which, you know, you think of like Steak 48 and Mastro's and you're just like hustle and bustle, like tons of people, like not very like intimate, you mm-hmm. know? This is so cute. We sat outside under the twinkle lights.
Oh.
And it was just, it has a great feel to it. And plus the food is so good. We had all kinds of amazing food, but some of the cocktails that we had a milk punch that had dry ice and it was like bubbling and stuff.
That.
Or one of the sides that we had was this crème brûlée corn.
Corn?
Corn with like a crème brûlée. So it was like crunchy and sweet on top. Oh, it was so.
That sounds really good. Like I would have never, those are two things that I would have never paired together.
Yeah,
it's like,
so it's actually kind of becoming more of a common dish at like steakhouses.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's like a creamed corn. And then I guess they put like some like sort of sugar base and then they light on fire and it is absolutely divine. So good. Oh, they also have deviled eggs there that we tried.
Oh, sign me up. Say less. Yeah. You should have led with that.
Oh, I know. Sorry. I forget. Yeah, y'all. Seriously, the deviled eggs, they had some like fried chicken pieces on top and some like bacon jam. Oh my gosh. And then we had a filet that was delicious. And then we had one of their steaks that we had like the, you know, all these different steaks, you can get the different toppings and so forth on top, you know. So we were like, just load it up, whatever you think. Yeah, there's like this, the Oscar something that has like crab meat and this and that on top. Just all for it.
Another thing we're all for is getting all dressed up for Derby Days coming up soon. May 1st is coming up and we're going to talk about where you can celebrate Derby Days here in Houston coming up next.
From date night to must-try restaurants, it's a show all about Houston food and nightlife. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
Derby Days is coming up, and we are going to need to pause for probably about 3 minutes here for Danielle to fully explain to me what Derby Days is.
So, as I like to put on the spot here. So, horse races at the Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
Churchill Downs.
Yes, I've heard of it.
Okay, yeah. So, people go there that either, number one, got money or, like, number two, don't got money and they want to win some money. And so, it's just a time to, like, wear your fancy clothes. You know, guys are typically like in like bow ties, which I die for, you know, like in
love that
plaid suits and the bright pinks and, you know, Vineyard Vines.
Yeah.
If you can think of Vineyard Vines just like threw up on a place, literally it's that.
So I see pictures like every single year of people. I think it's definitely more of a Southern thing because I'm from Michigan. I've never once celebrated, heard of anyone celebrating. I've never even heard of Derby Days. I know of the Kentucky Derby and I know like the outfits and those giant hats that people wear. I just have never in my life gotten, I guess, to celebrate. And I want to this year. Like now that I'm in Texas and you're telling me about it, I'm like, can I do it?
Well, it's just so funny that we look for an excuse to party.
Any weekend.
It's just so funny. I mean, it's not a huge deal. We don't even really even watch the races half the time.
No, you
and
just want the
outfits.
There's
multiple races, which I don't think that a lot of people realize is that like there's tons of races that are going on. Now there's like the main race, right, with like the nicest horses and this and that and stuff, and that's all above my pay grade. But I will say, I mean, it is fun to dress up, to drink your mint juleps and so forth. So
I feel like everyone wants to participate in Derby Days to be fancy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like you want to dress up. You want to wear your Vineyard Vines, Lily Pulitzer.
Exactly.
The bright outfits and be like, yes, I am bougie and I'm horse betting.
I don't know what I have to wear.
Oh, my God.
Sure,
Danielle, your closet's so big. You do.
No, but the thing is that like I don't have a lot of like pink dresses or like colorful dresses
right.
like that. You know, like I have like, I'm more of a soft stated colored person.
Yeah, no, I hear that.
Like I like a little bit of like a mauve. Anyways,
okay,
we'll
some monotones, earth tones.
Yeah, I'm not really a Lily Pulitzer, but hey, Lily, if you want to sponsor me,
like you hit me up,
let
girl.
Me know. I will.
In that case, I love it.
Pink and green were my sweaty colors. I have a. Yeah, anyways.
I feel like I haven't forgotten it.
I haven't forgotten.
Okay, so Derby Days is coming up, you said May 1st, right?
May 1st, yes. There's a ton of stuff going on throughout the city.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, hit me with it. Let's go.
All right, so three spots that, number one, I'm going to be at all three spots, so that's why these three spots, okay? So I'm just going to give you a rundown of what my day is going to look like.
Let's get the full itinerary so everyone can come stalk you. I feel like this is giving out too much personal information.
Hey,
we should give out your address as well.
Hey, I'm here for it. So Brenner's on the Bayou. Mm-hmm. We've talked about Brenner's before. It's like a nice steakhouse. It's like overlooking the Bayou, obviously, with the name. But it is a great place to grab a drink and chill on a Saturday, good weather. Well, they're having their derby party, but they're also having their wine fest. So it's like their wine fest slash derby party, and anybody is welcome to come. It is an all-access pass for $99, so all access, meaning like, hey, what you drinking, sis, kind of thing. So, yeah, I will be there first thing in the morning kind of thing. You know, once I'm up and at it, I'm going to go stop by, check it out, chill, and enjoy some wine at Brenner's.
Wait,
and
that actually sounds, I mean, for Brenner's is more of an expensive place.
Oh, for sure. Like, I mean, you're going to be paying probably like $15 a glass of wine.
Seriously. So I feel like $99 for that isn't crazy
expensive. Yeah, and I'm assuming that, like, there's more to it, to this wine fest. You know, like, there's things happening and going on and stuff. So if you're paying $99, like, it's going to be more to it than just, like, hanging out and stuff. Yeah. They always put on a good time at Brenner's. I love it. Honestly, I told my mom that I had a pass, and she was like, can I go?
Can I come with you, please?
Like, calm down. She loves Brenner's. Last time we were there, she was trying to hook me up with some guy. I was like,
oh, was it a waiter?
What? No, it was a guy at the bar. I was like, calm down, mom.
Like, honey, come meet my daughter.
I know. Yeah,
I'm guessing that didn't work out.
Too much. Well, no, he added me on LinkedIn. It was weird.
LinkedIn. That's how you know.
I know.
Add me on LinkedIn, not on Snap.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna start my day at Brenner's. This is what I have in my mind. I might go rogue, but in my head, I want to check out the wine fest because I think it's going to be a cool deal. And then I'm going to head to Permission Whiskey, which we just talked about. But y'all, when I tell you that it's my spot, it's my spot. Okay.
Permission Whiskey is new, isn't it?
It is. It's new. It's off of White Oak.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm homies with the guy that owns it. I've known him for like 6 years, pre-hangry, all that stuff. So when I was in the liquor industry, I like knew him and stuff. Good guy. Anyway, so they're having a bunch of different things going on there, and they're having like a costume contest. When I say costume, an outfit contest.
Okay.
And so I am one of the judges.
Oh my God, this is so fun.
Contest, yes.
So you're going to have to like talk into a microphone?
I hope so that I talk into a microphone, and I'm practicing right now that I'm talking to a microphone.
You're like whispering into it. That'd be so fun. Okay, so as a judge, do you know who the other judges are?
I don't know the other judges.
I'm assuming there's two other ones. Maybe there's five total.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. I'm just going for the cocktails because, like I said, I was there last week and throwing espresso martinis back. So that was kind of my idea, was just to go there, throw some espressos back, and see who looks crazy.
But then, he was like, let's judge outfits. What is, if anyone's going to Permission Whiskey and they're planning on dressing up, let's give the hangry listeners an inside scoop. What are you looking for in an outfit?
Oh, I want all out. Like, I mean, you left it all on the field.
Yeah, like, you know, colors. We want
colors. But also, like, I believe in not only do your clothes represent the outfit, but, like, your makeup. I want, if we're talking pink eyeshadows and we're pinking out the lips and, like, we're really going hard. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
I want, like, done up curled hair. Yes. I want rouge, lipstick.
Lots of rouge, exactly.
Big old hat.
And even with the guys, like, he has a hat, you know what I mean? Like, that all just adds to it. So.
Bow tie. Obviously, we know Danielle likes bow ties. So, like, if they wear a bow tie, will they get extra points?
Oh, for sure. Bow tie, a top hat, suspenders.
Oh, my God. People wear a top hat?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. That I would die. I would die.
Can you imagine if it was like a pink top hat or something super colorful?
Oh, man. Like, honestly, just go to Arnie's. You will win.
Okay, so we're starting out at Brenner's. Then we're going to Permission Whiskey. That's perfect. Do a little bit of, I must say, costume contest, but it's not a costume. Outfit contest.
I know. It's like you're actually vibing in the outfit. Yeah, you know, they're going to have the mint juleps going and stuff because that's the most popular drink for Derby is mint juleps.
And Permission Whiskey, because we've talked about them before, they're really good at specialty cocktails.
Oh, for sure.
That's like their thing.
Yeah, that's their thing for sure.
They're bartenders. I feel like you can't even, aren't they like mixologists?
Yes.
Is that the actual name?
No, literally mixologists. And honestly, I've known these bartenders for like 6 years as well.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them used to work at the restaurant Federal, which is like right by my house.
Yeah.
So I used to go there all the time. And so I'm like homies with a lot of these guys. And honestly, like them aside, the place is such a cool spot. It just happens to help that like I'm good friends with these people and stuff.
Right.
So, and they're really good bartenders. Like,
okay.
Really good.
Perfect. So we have two spots already. Where are you rounding out the day, Danielle?
Okay. I'm rounding out the spot at Heights Beer Garden. They have a great derby party that I've been to multiple years.
That actually doesn't surprise me at all because Heights Beer Garden is so like light, airy. I could just picture everyone in the outfits.
Yeah. And you know, it's a great place to just like spend the entire day or like to hop to. I actually ended up there Saturday night and I had the French fries and oh my gosh, French fries. So good. So good. Yeah, we actually had some guys like come over to our table to start like they were kind of like hitting on us. And I was like just eating the fries. I was like, y'all want a fry?
That takes fries before guys to a
literally,
whole new level.
I was like done. I was like, I do not want to talk to y'all. Do y'all want a French fry? Because like just
I'm
eat the
eating.
French, eat the, like eat the French fry. Don't talk to me. Like just,
don't
you know?
Bother me. I'm eating the French fries. I always substitute the fry. I know the fries are good because Danielle, you tell me. But the sweet potato tots, I can't get enough of.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
Forgot about that. Yes. Yeah. My friend got the pretzel. She got the pretzel and I got the French fries. And it's a spicy ketchup.
Yeah, that's true.
Me. Oh my gosh, it's so freaking good. Anyways, back to Derby. They have a ton of screens, a ton of TVs, ton of, you know, outdoor space and stuff with their swings and so forth. And the weather's supposed to be good. So great place to watch Derby and to celebrate good times.
So during Derby days then, no matter where you are, I'm assuming most of the TVs have
the Derby on.
To have it on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I feel like a bar would be silly not to. I don't know what other games are playing right now. So,
Do you think if you're not going to the Kentucky Derby, but you're just like celebrating Derby days in Houston, do you think you still bet and watch?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not a bettor. I'm not a gambler. So I'm very fascinated by people's spending habits.
You know, it's so funny that you mentioned that. So I downloaded Bumble and there was this guy that I like matched with and he said that he was a professional poker player.
Oh.
And he doesn't do that anymore. He's in medical sales. But yeah, I was like, I'm not a gambler. Like, I'm not a gambler. Like, unless it's somebody else's money, like, I like my money where I can see it. Like, if I'm going to gamble in anything, it's like I've been thinking about investing more in the stock market, but that's literally
that's it.
Like, I'm not throw my money
that's
on
investing,
black and
though.
Call it
that's
a day.
That's different.
Like, yeah. So,
no,
The people that are like professional gamblers and stuff, I'm like,
blows my mind.
Do you not have anxiety?
Like, I don't want to gamble because it stresses me out, but I also like being fully emotionally involved in other people's like gamble. Like, if I'm sitting at a bar and I know you put a lot of money on one horse, I am going to be just as mentally involved as you are, hoping that this horse wins because
exactly,
I want you to win money.
Well, I also think that's the kind of the fun in it. And it is that you're able to, you know, throw some money and it's like, oh my gosh, like, right. Because like we're at the bar, we don't care who wins. But like if we had money on it, we're going to watch.
Absolutely.
We're going to look and watch and stuff. So I think that's just really, I don't know. It's fun.
Maybe we need to start gambling.
Maybe.
Maybe this year. No, you're going to be busy judging. You don't have time to watch the game. You're going to be busy judging
outfits,
Danielle.
She says the game.
The game. What is it? The race?
The race. The
really,
Derby race.
Really invested in the Derby days, if you can't tell. But this year I will be. I'm going to get into it this year. I'm excited about it, now that you've described it to me.
Oh, well, I'm excited to see Jessie's outfit. She's a Southern gal, no.
I got to go to Lily! All right, coming up next, we have Bayou Bar Hopping for the days when it's not Derby days and you can dress normally.
Helping us live our best foodie lives. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. I'm Jessie Watt.
And I'm Danielle Dubois.
And we are the Hangry Girls. And you might know Danielle better as Hangry Houstonian on Instagram. She is our foodie Instagram influencer on the show who brings us all sorts of suggestions. So if you follow her on Instagram, you are going to love this show. Everything that she loves, everything she suggests to you comes right here. And it's not just seeing a picture. She actually gets to describe to you what the feeling of the restaurant is like, her favorite drink, what she orders, what it tastes like. I mean, Danielle, brilliant. So usually during this part of the show, we like to go Bayou Bar Hopping. But first, we just want to mention really quick that if you are listening right now on CBS Sports Radio 650, that's amazing. Let us wake you up every single morning at 9 a.m. But if you miss anything, we do have a podcast. Everything is uploaded. It used to be radio.com. We have now switched to Audacy. It's AUDACY. So if you already have the radio.com app, it's switched over automatically. It's this beautiful orange app now. If not, make sure you download Audacy. Favorite, I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. And that way you can rewind, listen, no matter where you are, and write down the date night spots. And in this case, the new bars, because Danielle and I are back on our Danielle, you were doing, I don't want to call it a diet. You were doing this like lifestyle modification. It was like the modified 75 hard, right?
I called it 50 medium.
The Danielle Dubois 50 medium.
Yes. I will say that I lasted like 35 until I had a cocktail last weekend.
So. No, you have been doing such a great job, and you still
look,
are.
I'm still drinking my water. I have the, what is it? What is it called? A circuit?
Circuit? Cricket? I have no idea. I literally have no idea. Circuit. Mm. No, I think it's circuit.
You know what? I could put vodka in here.
You could put vodka in there. For those of you that don't know, it's, I mean, it was a TikTok thing. It's a water bottle. Yes. How do you describe it, Danielle?
Okay. It is a water bottle, and they have different filters in the water bottle that you can change the flavors. You can do strawberry kiwi, like lemonade, different filters, whatever you're feeling. And then you can also dictate the amount of flavor you're getting.
Right.
So let's see. Jesse, I'm between a 3 and a 4 on my flavor count right now.
But this is brilliant because I'm guilty of this too. Everyone's guilty of this. But I know, Danielle, you're not a giant water drinker. Danielle comes in with her Sonic limeades.
Diet cherry.
Okay,
limeades,
sorry.
10 calories, ladies and gentlemen, 10 cows.
But, you know, it's better to drink water, but we just prefer to drink sugar. So
I just tried it out of 5. That was
flavorful.
Potent.
Wait, try it out of 10. I just want to try and see your face.
Oh!
You just look like you ate a lemon head.
Oh my God, it literally, like, you know that lemon feeling right
yes.
there? Woof.
Yikes.
Woof.
So now you know, we're sticking to a 3 or a 4.
Yes. Anyways, I should put alcohol in there while we go Bayou Bar hopping.
Perfect. So perfect. Okay. So now that thankfully Danielle is drinking a few espresso martinis a week, and I just came back from like a 4 or 5 day bender on my sister's bachelorette party, ready to keep it going. Let's go Bayou Bar hopping.
Y'all, I am super excited about this first spot. I am thinking about all the Instagram pictures that I need to take here. It is a new bar, but also it is a hotel. It is called Heights House Hotel in the Heights.
Obviously.
There is a bar restaurant inside, and it's called Space Cowboy.
Okay, say less. I don't even want to hear anything else. I'm down. I'm going.
Right? I mean, like, I think that, like, my birthday party this year is going to be, like, a Space Cowboy theme.
That is so fun.
Love it.
I mean, that's, to me, that's like one of the greatest themes that you can have. Also, we're Texas, Space City. Hello.
Yeah.
Space Cowboy. Like, hello.
Well, I love like all the rhinestone-y, like silvery, blue. Like, you know, I love
Western,
all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like all of that basically threw up on this building. Okay. And I'm super pumped for it. And they have like different neon signs and murals by Donkey Boy, the amazing muralist here in Houston. And so I'm so excited to go there. I actually messaged them the other day and I was like, hey, can I come and get some content like ASAP Rocky?
Right.
And they were like, yeah, absolutely. Just let us know. So this place, super cool. Again, it's in the Heights. There's a restaurant and bar thing going on. Pump for it.
I love all the bars that are coming out that have themes.
Like,
what?
Like Wonder Bar and so
Unicorn
forth.
Disco.
Yeah, Unicorn Disco. Yeah.
Like the 70s theme. Everything that has a theme, I think, is so fun. Even like Electric Feel Good's, this neon.
Well, you know, there's a new bar that's going to be coming to Midtown right around the corner from Unicorn Disco.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Barclays, and it is a dog park bar, which you will find Jesse at every weekend.
Why are you doing this to me right now?
Yeah,
when is it
cool?
opening?
Yeah, so I think it's opening in the next like month or so.
Okay.
Well, yeah, when I have more details, I'll find out. But yes, Barclays.
Let me know. Yes. That's so cute. Okay, so this place will be fun. What's it called again?
It's called, well, the hotel itself is called Heights House Hotel. The bar inside is called Space Cowboy.
Space Cowboy. I can't wait to see
giddy
what
up,
decorations.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Pardon? I can't wait to see what decorations they put inside there. And I bet you they'll have some really nice specialty cocktails.
Oh, for sure. And then also some munchies.
That's all
when
we need.
You partying.
For when you need some food after.
Yes.
You can skip Taco Bell on the way home. Okay, second spot for Bayou Bar hopping.
Second spot, if you recall on our date night, we talked about Gatsby's.
Yeah.
The Great Gatsby. Well, the Great Gatsby's love was Daisy Buchanan.
Right.
And so Daisy Buchanan's is going to be a speakeasy attached to Gatsby. It'll be right next door to it. And they're working on the final touches for it. And it's going to be a speakeasy for Gatsby. So you'll be able to get any of like the cool cocktails that you would have gotten at Gatsby. If you recall that I said like there's a milk punch that has like dry ice and stuff. And I think it's so cool that you can just go to dinner, And then there's this speakeasy right next door.
Hold on.
I mean, that's a whole date.
Actually based off The Great Gatsby?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I thought, like, you were like Gatsby, and I thought that was just the name of it. And then The Great Gatsby? So it actually is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Great Gatsby, yeah, with Daisy Buchanan.
How cool is that?
Right.
That's so fun. So they're right next to each other, so you
literally
can kind of bounce back and forth.
They're wall-to-wall. They were going to try to do like a doorway through, but
right.
They said they were going to like lose one of their booths or something like that. So they're not going to have an actual door, but you'll just be able to go right outside. Boop, boop.
Right. I mean, right next
door. Super close. Yeah. Which is so cool. Like, I love spots that have like a hidden bar. That just reminds me of like Savoie and Sip.
Yeah.
In the Heights. And so they have that little speakeasy that you just walk through the restaurant into this like quiet, intimate atmosphere. Like, how perfect of a date night. You have dinner and then you're like, I don't want this to end. Let's go get a drink right there.
Also, you know? Speaking of themes, like, we're sitting here talking about themes. That's so much fun.
Right.
I love that. I didn't realize that it was actually Great Gatsby themed, and I haven't seen the movie in forever.
I know. I was just thinking that. I was like, man, Daisy Buchanan, wait, I need to freshen up on all of that. I mean, I've like read the book, but
I was going to say, did you have to read the book in
yes,
high school?
Yes, of course. Yeah. But I don't think I've ever seen the movie.
I remember I had to read the book in high school and we had to watch like the older version of the movie, which was garbage, but the newer one with Leonardo DiCaprio in the soundtrack to it. I'm like, give me Fergie. Yes.
I might go home and watch it because I really cannot recall much of the story. But I'm here for the whole theme
concept,
and all of it and stuff. So
perfect.
Super pumped for that. Yeah.
Okay. And then one last spot on Bayou Bar Hopping.
Oh, guys. I am so excited for this spot. So my friend Eddie, who is just like a connector in town, he's just a business mindset. He came up with this idea to throw a like Tulum style party in Houston. Okay. Hear me out. Think of a white sand beach. Do we have them here in Houston?
No.
30 minutes outside of Houston. Apparently
30?
We do. Yes.
That's it?
Yeah. 30 minutes from like my house. So like 25 minutes for like top of the
lake. That close?
Yes. And so I went. I went 2 weeks ago and it was so freaking cool. They had a DJ. And I mean, you literally feel like, okay, fair. I've never been to Mexico, but I've seen pics. It feels like you're in Mexico. You know, they have like the wooded area and you can get bottle service there.
Oh, wow.
So freaking cool. They had a bonfire at like midnight and stuff. And then they also have transportation. So like, obviously you want to make sure people are being safe and smart and stuff. I wasn't drinking.
Yeah.
So I drove my friends but they have buses, they have Ubers out there. So there are ways to do this. And it is, Jesse, when I tell you, it was so freaking cool. Like a big party with, you can like reserve bottles or you can just get a table, you know, you can get a table while you're there and stuff. And it's just so much fun. And you have to buy a ticket to be able to get in. But I mean, it's a wristband and then you like buy cocktails and stuff. Like how freaking cool.
I have questions. Because I remember when we went to MAD, he was telling us about
that. Yeah, that was Eddie. Yeah. Eddie's been on the show.
So it's called Teak, right?
Yes, Teak Beach.
I remember him kind of telling us about this, and I saw that you put it up on your story a little bit ago, and I forgot to ask you about it because I had so many questions. Number one, can you go in the water?
No.
Okay, so because the water, is it nice? Is it gross?
It doesn't look like it's gross. I think it's more of safety issues that it's like, hey, y'all are probably drinking, like, let's not go in the water.
It's a safety thing, yeah.
Yeah, so like one guy, I saw that he did get in the water and like the cops escorted him out. So.
Right, well, you want to make sure you're being safe and you're more there for like the vibe
and like be on the sand and so forth, yeah.
Yeah, you're there for the vibe of not being in a big city. And to be honest, I didn't know we had something so close, like 30 minutes out. That's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, like maybe 30 minutes. Like not
Yeah. And that close. And, we don't have white sand beaches anywhere. So just to be able to be on a beach and look at the water is enough for me. Is there bathrooms?
Yes. Okay. So, you know, like you've seen the porta potties that are like the nice ones that are like almost like the trailer.
Yeah.
Like in those trailer situations. Yes.
That's actually beautiful because I was picturing porta potties. That was in my head is what I was picturing, but that's 10 times better.
Yeah, it's that trailer situation, which is nice.
That is 10 times better. Okay,
yeah,
good.
And I mean, questions it's so crazy answered. That they have like bottle service and stuff. So you can like, you know, rock out.
Oh my God. It's like 10 million times better than having to drive all the way to Galveston and get in the gross sand and the gross water. But what's not gross, though, is the Derby Days cocktail we have, especially for you coming up after the break. And I'm sorry for what I said when I was angry.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. What should you be sipping on this weekend? It's time for cocktails.
The end of another week means it's time to celebrate with a cocktail of the week. Now, Danielle, Derby Days is coming up, which I just now found out about Derby Chase because you had to describe it to me. But you were telling me that the cocktail that everyone drinks is like a julep?
A mint julep, yes.
What is a julep?
They mash mint into like a cauldron, a cup that looks like this. I'm showing Jesse a picture of it.
Helping us live our best foodie lives. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. I'm Jesse Watt.
And I'm Danielle Dubois.
And we are the Hangry Girls. And you might know Danielle better as Hangry Houstonian on Instagram. She is our foodie Instagram influencer on the show who brings us all sorts of suggestions. So if you follow her on Instagram, you are going to love this show. Everything that she loves, everything she suggests to you comes right here. And it's not just seeing a picture. She actually gets to describe to you what the feeling of the restaurant is like, her favorite drink, what she orders, what it tastes like. I mean, Danielle, brilliant. So usually during this part of the show, we like to go Bayou Bar Hopping. But first, we just want to mention really quick that if you are listening right now on CBS Sports Radio 650, that's amazing. Let us wake you up every single morning at 9 a.m. But if you miss anything, we do have a podcast. Everything is uploaded. It used to be radio.com. We have now switched to Audacy. It's AUDACY. So if you already had the radio.com app, it's switched over automatically. It's this beautiful orange app now. If not, make sure you download Audacy. Favorite, I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. And that way you can rewind, listen, no matter where you are, and write down the date night spots. And in this case, the new bars, because Danielle and I are back on our... Danielle, you were doing, I don't want to call it a diet, you were doing this like lifestyle modification. It was like the modified 75 hard, right?
I called it 50 medium.
The Danielle Dubois 50 medium.
Yes, I will say that I lasted like 35 until I had a cocktail last weekend.
So. No, you have been doing such a great job, and you still
look,
are.
I'm still drinking my water. I have the, what is it? What is it called? A circuit?
Circuit? Cricket? I have no idea. I literally have no idea. Circuit. Mm. No, I think it's circuit.
You know what? I could put vodka in here.
You could put vodka in there. For those of you that don't know, it's, I mean, it was a TikTok thing. It's a water bottle. Yes. How do you describe it, Danielle?
Okay. It is a water bottle, and they have different filters in the water bottle that you can change the flavors. You can do strawberry kiwi, like lemonade, different filters, whatever you're feeling. And then you can also dictate the amount of flavor you're getting.
Right.
So let's see. Jesse, I'm between a 3 and a 4 on my flavor count right now.
But this is brilliant because I'm guilty of this too. Everyone's guilty of this. But I know, Danielle, you're not a giant water drinker. Danielle comes in with her Sonic limeades.
Diet cherry.
Okay,
limeades,
sorry.
10 calories, ladies and gentlemen, 10 cows.
But, you know, it's better to drink water, but we just prefer to drink sugar. So
I just tried it out of 5. That was
flavorful.
Potent.
Wait, try it out of 10. I just want to try and see your face.
Oh!
You just look like you ate a lemon head.
Oh, my God. It literally, like, you know that lemon feeling?
Yes.
Right there? Woof.
Yikes.
Woof.
So now you know. We're sticking to a 3 or a 4.
Yes. Anyways, I should put alcohol in there while we go Bayou Bar Hopping.
Perfect. So perfect. Okay, so now that thankfully Danielle is drinking a few espresso martinis a week, and I just came back from like a 4 or 5 day bender on my sister's bachelorette party, ready to keep it going, let's go Bayou Bar Hopping.
Y'all, I am super excited about this first spot. I am thinking about all the Instagram pictures that I need to take here. It is a new bar, but also it is a hotel. It is called Heights House Hotel in the Heights.
Obviously.
There is a bar restaurant inside, and it's called Space Cowboy.
Okay, say less. I don't even want to hear anything else. I'm down. I'm going.
Right? I mean, like, I think that, like, my birthday party this year is going to be, like, a Space Cowboy theme.
That is so fun.
Love it.
I mean, that's, to me, that's like one of the greatest themes that you can have. Also, we're Texas, Space City. Hello.
Yeah.
Space Cowboy. Like, hello.
Well, I love like all the rhinestone-y, like silvery, blue. Like, you know, I love
Western,
all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like all of that basically threw up on this building. Okay. And I'm super pumped for it. And they have like different neon signs and murals by Donkey Boy, the amazing muralist here in Houston. And so I'm so excited to go there. I actually messaged them the other day and I was like, hey, can I come and get some content like ASAP Rocky?
Right.
And they were like, yeah, absolutely. Just let us know. So this place, super cool. Again, it's in the Heights. There's a restaurant and bar thing going on. Pump for it.
I love all the bars that are coming out that have themes. Like,
yeah.
What?
Like Wonder Bar and so
Unicorn
forth.
Disco.
Yeah, Unicorn Disco. Yeah.
Like the 70s theme. Everything that has a theme, I think, is so fun. Even like Electric Feel Good's, this neon.
Well, you know, there's a new bar that's going to be coming to Midtown right around the corner from Unicorn Disco. Mm-hmm. It's called Barclays, and it is a dog park bar, which you will find Jesse at every weekend.
Why are you doing this to me right now? Yeah, when is it cool? opening?
Yeah, so I think it's opening in the next like month or so.
Okay.
Well, yeah, when I have more details, I'll find out. But yes, Barclays.
Let me know. Yes. That's so cute. Okay, so this place will be fun. What's it called again?
It's called, well, the hotel itself is called Heights House Hotel. The bar inside is called Space Cowboy.
Space Cowboy. I can't wait to see what decorations.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Pardon? I can't wait to see what decorations they put inside there. And I bet you they'll have some really nice specialty cocktails.
Oh, for sure. And then also some munchies.
That's all we
need. When you party in.
For when you need some food after.
Yes.
You can skip Taco Bell on the way home. Okay, second spot for Bayou Bar Hopping.
Second spot, if you recall on our date night, we talked about Gatsby's.
Yeah.
The Great Gatsby. Well, the Great Gatsby's love was Daisy Buchanan.
Right.
And so Daisy Buchanan's is going to be a speakeasy attached to Gatsby. It will be right next door to it. And they're working on the final touches for it. And it's going to be a speakeasy for Gatsby. So you'll be able to get any of like the cool cocktails that you would have gotten at Gatsby. If you recall that I said like there's a milk punch that has like dry ice and stuff. And I think it's so cool that you can just go to dinner. And then there's this speakeasy right next door.
Hold on.
I mean, that's a whole date.
Actually based off The Great Gatsby?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I thought, like, you were like Gatsby, and I thought that was just the name of it. And then The Great Gatsby? So it's actually it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Great Gatsby, yeah, with Daisy Buchanan.
How cool is that?
Right.
That's so fun. So they're right next to each other, so you
literally
can kind of bounce back and forth.
They're wall-to-wall. They were going to try to do like a doorway through, but they said they were going to like lose one of their booths or something like that. So they're not going to have an actual door, but you'll just be able to go right outside. Boop, boop.
Right. I mean, it's right next
door. Super close. Yeah. Which is so cool. Like, I love spots that have like a hidden bar. That just reminds me of like Savoie and Sip.
Yeah.
In the Heights. And so they have that little speakeasy that you just walk through the restaurant into this like quiet, intimate atmosphere. Like, how perfect of a date night. You have dinner and then you're like, I don't want this to end. Let's go get a drink right there.
Also, you know, speaking of themes, like we're sitting here talking about themes. That's so much fun. I love that. I didn't realize that it was actually Great Gatsby themed, and I haven't seen the movie in forever.
I know. I was just thinking that. I was like, man, Daisy Buchanan, wait, I need to freshen up on all of that. I mean, I've like read the book, but
I was going to say, did you have to read the book in high school?
Yes, of course. Yeah, but I don't think I've ever seen the movie.
I remember I had to read the book in high school, and we had to watch like the older version of the movie, which was garbage, but the newer one with Leonardo DiCaprio in the soundtrack to it, I'm like, give me Fergie. Yes.
I might go home and watch it because I really cannot recall much of the story. But I'm here for the whole theme
concept,
and all of it and stuff. So
perfect.
Super pumped for that. Yeah.
Okay. And then one last spot on Bayou Bar Hopping.
Oh, guys, I am so excited for this spot. So my friend Eddie, who is just like a connector in town, he's just a business mindset. He came up with this idea to throw a like Tulum style party in Houston. Okay. Hear me out. Think of a white sand beach. Do we have them here in Houston?
No.
30 minutes outside of Houston. Apparently
30?
We do. Yes.
That's it?
Yeah. 30 minutes from like my house. So like 25 minutes for like top of the
lake. That close?
Yes. And so I went. I went 2 weeks ago and it was so freaking cool. They had a DJ. And I mean, you literally feel like, okay, fair. I've never been to Mexico, but I've seen pics. It feels like you're in Mexico. You know, they have like the wooded area and you can get bottle service there.
Oh, wow.
So freaking cool. They had a bonfire at like midnight and stuff. And then they also have transportation. So like, obviously you want to make sure people are being safe and smart and stuff. I wasn't drinking.
Yeah.
So I drove my friends but they have buses, they have Ubers out there. So there are ways to do this. And it is, Jesse, when I tell you, it was so freaking cool. Like a big party with, you can like reserve bottles or you can just get a table, you know, you can get a table while you're there and stuff. And it's just so much fun. And you have to buy a ticket to be able to get in. But I mean, it's a wristband and then you like buy cocktails and stuff. Like how freaking cool.
I have questions. Because I remember when we went to MAD, he was telling us about
that. Yeah, that was Eddie. Yeah. Eddie's been on the show.
So it's called Teak, right?
Yes, Teak Beach.
I remember him kind of telling us about this, and I saw that you put it up on your story a little bit ago, and I forgot to ask you about it because I had so many questions. Number one, can you go in the water?
No.
Okay, so because the water is it nice? Is it gross?
It doesn't look like it's gross. I think it's more of safety issues that it's like, hey, y'all are probably drinking. Like, let's not go in the water.
It's a safety thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So like one guy, I saw that he did get in the water, and like the cops escorted him out. So.
Right. Well, you want to make sure you're being safe, and you're more there for like the
party
vibes
and like be on the sand and so forth. Yeah.
Yeah, you're there for the vibe of not being in a big city. And to be honest, I didn't know we had something so close, like 30 minutes out. That's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, like maybe 30 minutes. Like not
yeah.
even.
Yeah. And that close. And, we don't have white sand beaches anywhere. So just be able to be on a beach and look at the water is enough for me. Is there bathrooms?
Yes. Okay. So, you've seen the porta potties that are like the nice ones that are like almost like the trailer.
Yeah.
Like in those trailer situations. Yes.
That's actually beautiful because I was picturing porta potties. That was in my head is what I was picturing, but that's 10 times better.
Yeah, it's that trailer situation, which is nice.
That is 10 times better. Okay,
yeah,
good.
And I mean, questions it's so crazy answered. That they have like bottle service and stuff so you can like, rock out.
Oh my God, it's like 10 million times better than having to drive all the way to Galveston and get in the gross sand and the gross water. But what's not gross, though, is the Derby Days cocktail we have, especially for you coming up after the break. And I'm sorry for what I said when I was angry.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. What should you be sipping on this weekend? It's time for cocktails.
The end of another week means it's time to celebrate with a cocktail of the week. Now, Danielle, Derby Days is coming up, which I just now found out about Derby Days because you had to describe it to me. But you were telling me that the cocktail that everyone drinks is like a julep?
A mint julep, yes.
What is a julep?
They mash mint into like a cauldron, a cup that looks like this. I'm showing Jesse a picture of it.
Yeah, I see it.
And they have like really nice ice and stuff. So it's just a very popular drink around this time of year. It's really refreshing. And
is it
so
like
forth.
A mojito? Because doesn't a mojitos have muddled mint in it?
You know, you're just asking the wrong person.
Right. I'm like, if it has booze in it, I don't know why I care. I literally will drink it straight out of the bottle. I'm just curious.
It's good. I mean, it's good.
Okay,
that's all
so
you need to know.
What are we making today then?
Okay, so there is a drink that is a take on the mint julep, and it is a blackberry mint julep margarita.
Ooh.
And so, I was thinking, hey, it's Derby Day, but also Cinco de Mayo is coming up. And so
combine them.
Yeah, and so we are super excited to talk about that next week. But for right now, I wanted to get into this drink. So for the ingredients, you're going to need 5 blackberries, 6 mint leaves, 1 ounce of honey syrup, 2 ounces of añejo tequila, 1 ounce of fresh lime juice, and then you're going to need 2 blackberries for garnish and mint sprig for garnish as well to make a little fancy. Okay?
Get a little fancy.
A little fancy. So what you're going to do, here are your steps. You're going to add the blackberries and the mint leaves and honey to the cocktail shaker and gently muddle them. Okay?
Okay.
Just do like a little gentle muddle. You don't want to like bruise them too much, but just kind of
squish them.
Yeah. Then you're going to add your añejo tequila.
Is that how you pronounce it? I don't even know.
Yeah, it's añejo.
Añejo.
I need to like name a dog that or something.
Añejo, come.
Venga conmigo, añejo. Then you're going to add lime juice and ice and then put it all in a shaker. And then you're going to shake it all up and make sure that it's nice and chilled and all that yumminess, okay? And then you're going to strain it into the julep cup over crushed ice, and then you're going to garnish it with, again, your blackberries and your mint sprig. So super easy. Just add that tequila into the cocktail shaker, shake it all up, and then use a little bit of a strainer, strain it over that nice, crunchy, sonic ice that we all love. And, garnish it and enjoy.
My favorite part about cocktail of the week is that I get to learn how to make these fancy drinks because you order them when you go out to the bar and you like the taste of them, but you never know what's actually in them or how to make them. So I always feel like a bartender when we finish this. I'm picturing, like, as you describe it, I'm like, okay, yeah, muddle them, don't bruise them, that's fine.
Yeah,
I can do
exactly
that.
I'm gonna not bruise them. Yeah,
blackberries also in a drink are so good. I love when they have the because the texture of a blackberry is kind of, what's the word, You know what I'm talking about? Like when you bite into it, it's not super soft. It has like that crunch almost.
Yeah, because it has a little bit of that seed.
The seed. Yeah. Okay. That was the word I was looking for that I couldn't come up with. Seed. The seed in the drinks, I think, is really nice. And with the mint, look at me, a mixologist.
Mm. Mixologist, also radio DJ.
I'm going to quit my day job, become a mixologist. All right, guys. As always, if you have any suggestions on what you want us to try for cocktail of the week, or even if it's just a restaurant for date night spots or bayou bar hopping, please slide into our DMs. It's @AngryHoustonian on Instagram for Danielle and myself at JessieWatt965. We also have a podcast page at the Hangry Girls Podcast. We can always take questions in there, slide into those DMs to see what's going on.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. Time to slide into Danielle's DMs.
Danielle, what's popping?
You know, people have been asking me what's going on for Derby and then also what's going on for Cinco de Mayo coming up.
Okay, hold on. Cinco de Mayo, if I'm not mistaken, is on a Wednesday again, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Okay, what is it with all these drinking holidays being on a Wednesday? Because St. Patrick's Day was on a Wednesday, too.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day was a Wednesday.
Interesting to note.
But I low-key love it slash hate it because I feel that if a holiday, this is the rule, this is the Jessie Watt rule I've created. If a holiday lands on a Wednesday, you get to celebrate the weekend before, the Wednesday of, and the weekend after.
Okay, that's
because fair. You never know, right? Some people are going to go out the weekend before and some people are going to go out after, and you don't want to miss the party. So just do both.
You know, I was really surprised with St. Patrick's Day, how many people actually went out on St. Patrick's Day. I thought it was just going to be the weekend before, and I was in Miami for that.
Yeah.
So it was St. Patrick's Day as well, which was that Wednesday.
That's what I'm saying. Like, some people do it the weekend. I always thought the rule was the week before or the weekend before. Yeah. That's what I always thought. But then everyone does stuff after, and I just don't want to miss out on it. So that's why you do both. And then, of course, you celebrate the day of with tacos and all those shenanigans. But it's a Wednesday for Cinco de Mayo.
Again, I think it's just more like people are just looking for more reasons to party.
That's true. Now you that know? Like pandemic is kind of somewhat coming to its final call.
Yes.
I feel it. I'm getting my final shot at the end of this month. Yeah.
It's exciting.
I know. I'm excited about it. Then we'll just be fully vaccinated. And Danielle, you're already.
Oh, yeah. But my entire family now is fully vaxxed.
Like we can all hang.
Yeah. So I've been fully vaxxed since beginning of March.
Did you have any lingering side effects?
Never. No. I will say the only side effect that I had was from when I actually had COVID. And I feel like I still cannot taste as or smell as much as I did prior to COVID. But
there's a TikTok trend. There's a couple.
I saw. They're all bogus.
They're all fake. Darn it. I was so excited for you to try.
They're all phonies. I don't believe any of them.
Dang it. That upsets me. In any case, okay, what are we doing for Cinco de Mayo, though? Like, what's the plan?
You know, look, I love me some Tex-Mex. I think it would be so much fun to do, like, a margarita crawl.
Oh, yeah.
Go to different places, get margs and, you know, a taco at tons of places. We have so many places. And you and I remember we talked about the other day, like, how fun would a date night be if, like, you went to a place and got, like, a taco or two and just kind of, like, hopped around? Like, what about margaritas and hop around? Like,
you wanna
I think that's so fun.
Where one of my favorite places to get margaritas is.
Where?
It's in the Heights. It's that drive-thru.
Oh, yeah. It's right by my house.
Yeah. Well, it's just like margaritas to go. I don't know what it's called.
No, it's literally margaritas to go.
It's like the wine cocktail version of it. But my favorite thing for date night spots, whether Tyler and I, my fiance, are going to like a park or anything, just go drive-thru and get a margarita.
You know, it's funny you say that because I live literally 2 walking minutes away from there. I've never been there.
You should go. It's actually really
good. I pass it every day. I passed it on the way here.
Are you kidding me? And you've never tried it. Okay, on the way home, I guess you got to go.
Yeah, clearly.
It's one of my favorite things because they have a couple of them. There's like a sangria, there's a margarita, pina colada. Like they have different drinks.
Mm-hmm.
But that concept is so novel to me. Like I've never heard of a drive-thru for alcohol. And so when my parents came to visit and I told them about it, they were like, what? You can do that? I'm like,
which is hilarious because back in Louisiana, we have drive-through everything.
Right.
I mean, drive-through daiquiris. We were getting drive-through daiquiris before we could drive.
Which is so funny to me. It's so crazy how things are so different in different places because I still think it's crazy that you can even do that kind of stuff. And I think everyone since the pandemic has kind of adopted the alcohol to go.
Oh, yeah. My friends that live in New York, they were saying the other day how excited they are that it's still going on, that you can take alcohol to go up there, you know? But like, people in Louisiana, we're just so used to it that when I moved here, it was so foreign that we couldn't do it. And now it's like, oh, it's nice that that's something that I loved so much.
Can come back.
And that we could, now we get to do it here. So,
yeah. No, the alcohol to go is brilliant. I'm surprised we didn't have that everywhere beforehand. Right? You were really blessed growing up where you did, I feel.
I know, right?
Like, you had all the fun stuff. You got to do all the fun activities. Like, you grew up in a really fun place.
So jelly. Fun.
Okay, we're going to go through all the addresses of the place we talked about today, take all of the hard work out of it for you so you know exactly where you're going. So pull out the notes on your phone, maybe a pen or a piece of paper if you're old school like that. We'll give you a second to do that. Just remind you that we are now Odyssey and not Radio.com. So you can download the Odyssey app and favorite us. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry, or you can let us wake you up on Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. If you're feeling like sleeping in a little bit, just say Alexa or hey, Google, turn on CBS Sports Radio 650 on Odyssey instead of radio.com. Okay, Danielle, we started with our date night spots. Where were we going first?
We went to Acme Oyster House, our new restaurant in Montrose at 1201 Westheimer. Second spot was Pier 6 out in San Leon at 113 6th Street. And then third spot was Gatsby at 4319 Montrose Boulevard.
Actually off the Great Gatsby.
Yes.
We weren't kidding. Yes. Like I thought you were. But no, it really is the Great Gatsby. All right, and the second spot, we're talking about them Derby days.
Our first spot was Brenner's on the Bayou at 1 Birdsall. Our second spot was Permission Whiskey at 2920 White Oak. And our third spot was Heights Beer Guard at 1433 North Shepherd.
Remember, Danielle is judging a outfit contest at Permission Whiskey. Do you know what time it is?
I'm supposed to be there at like, I think it starts at 1.
At 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, so come in your best. Gentlemen, wear the bow ties. Ladies, do all the makeup, the pinks, the greens, the bright colors. Bring out the hats because Danielle is going to be judging the outfits. Is there a prize?
There is a prize. I don't know what it is.
It's probably some sort of booze, which like, hello. Even if you said it was for bragging rights, I would do it. All right, and then we went Bayou Bar hopping.
Our first spot is the Space Cowboy Restaurant and Bar inside of Heights House Hotel at 100 West Cavalcade. Second spot was Daisy Buchanan, and it is next to Gatsby at 4319 Montrose Boulevard. And our third spot, we're going to the beach, y'all. We're going to Tulum. We're going to Tulum, a.k.a. not Tulum. This is at 12044 Beach Street.
Yay! Okay, and then we did our cocktail of the week, which was a blackberry julep margarita.
Margarita, si se puede.
I cannot roll my R's, but I'm trying really, really hard. Margarita. I'll work on it. I'll work on it. Don't you worry. All right, we're going to give a huge thank you to our executive producer, Sarah Fraser. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week when we get into Cinco de Mayo.
Cheers, guys.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. What should you be sipping on this weekend? It's time for cocktails.
The end of another week means it's time to celebrate with a cocktail of the week. Now, Danielle, Derby Days is coming up, which I just now found out about Derby Days because you had to describe it to me. But you were telling me that the cocktail that everyone drinks is like a julep?
A mint julep, yes.
What is a julep?
They mash mint into like a cauldron, a cup that looks like this. I'm showing Jesse a picture of it.
Yeah, I see it.
And they have like really nice ice and stuff. So it's just a very popular drink around this time of year. It's really refreshing.
A mojito? Because doesn't mojitos have muddled mint in it?
You know, you're just asking the wrong person.
Right? I'm like, if it has booze in it, I don't know why I care. I literally will drink it straight out of the bottle. I'm just curious.
I mean, it's good.
Okay. That's all you need to know. So what are we making today then?
Okay. So there is a drink that is a take on the mint julep, and it is a blackberry mint julep margarita.
Ooh.
And so, you know, I was thinking, hey, it's Derby Day, but also Cinco de Mayo is coming up. And so and so we are super excited to talk about that next week. But for right now, I wanted to get into this drink. So for the ingredients, you're going to need 5 blackberries, 6 mint leaves, 1 ounce of honey syrup, 2 ounces of añejo tequila, 1 ounce of fresh lime juice, and then you're going to need 2 blackberries for garnish and mint sprig for garnish as well to make a little fancy. Okay?
Get a little fancy.
A little fancy. So what you're going to do, here are your steps. You're going to add the blackberries and the mint leaves and honey to the cocktail shaker and gently muddle them. Okay?
Okay.
You know, just do like a little gentle muddle. You don't want to like bruise them too much, but just kind of
squirt them.
Yeah.
then you're going to add your añejo tequila.
Is that how you pronounce it? I don't even know.
Yeah, it's añejo.
Añejo.
I need to like name a dog that or something.
Añejo, come.
Venga conmigo, añejo. Then you're going to add lime juice and ice and then put it all in a shaker. And then you're going to shake it all up and make sure that it's nice and chilled and all that yumminess, okay? And then you're going to strain it into the julep cup over crushed ice, and then you're going to garnish it with, again, your blackberries and your mint sprigs. So super easy. Just add that tequila into the cocktail shaker, shake it all up, you know, and then use a little bit of a strainer, strain it over that nice, crunchy, sonic ice that we all love. And, yeah, garnish it and enjoy.
My favorite part about cocktail of the week is that I get to learn how to make these fancy drinks, because you know you order them when you go out to the bar and you like the taste of them, but you never know what's actually in them or how to make them. So I always feel like a bartender when we finish this. I'm picturing, like, as you describe it, I'm like, okay, yeah, muddle them, don't bruise them, that's fine. I
yeah,
can do
exactly
that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm gonna not bruise them. Yeah,
blackberries. Yeah, blackberries also in a drink are so good. I love when they have the because you know the texture of a blackberry is kind of, what's the word? You know what I'm talking about? Like when you bite into it, it's not super soft. It has like that crunch almost.
Yeah, because it has a little bit of that seed.
The seed. Yeah. Okay. That was the word I was looking for yes. that I couldn't come up with.
Seed.
The seed in the drinks, I think, is really nice. And with the mint, look at me, a mixologist.
Mm. Mixologist, also radio DJ.
I'm going to quit my day job, become a mixologist. All right, guys. As always, if you have any suggestions on what you want us to try for cocktail of the week, or even if it's just a restaurant for date night spots or bayou bar hopping, please slide into our DMs. It's at Angry Houstonian on Instagram for Danielle and myself at JessieWatt965. We also have a podcast page at the Hangry Girls Podcast. We can always take questions in there, slide into those DMs to see what's going on.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. Time to slide into Danielle's DMs.
Danielle, what's popping?
You know, people have been asking me what's going on for Derby and then also what's going on for Cinco de Mayo coming up.
Okay, hold on. Cinco de Mayo, if I'm not mistaken, is on a Wednesday again, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Okay, what is it with all these drinking holidays being on a Wednesday? Because St. Patrick's Day was on a Wednesday, too.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day was a Wednesday.
Interesting to note.
But I low-key love it slash hate it because I feel that if a holiday, this is the rule, this is the Jessie Watt rule I've created. If a holiday lands on a Wednesday, you get to celebrate the weekend before, the Wednesday of, and the weekend after.
Okay, that's
because
fair.
You never know, right? Some people are going to go out the weekend before, and some people are going to go out after, and you don't want to miss the party. So just do both.
You know, I was really surprised with St. Patrick's Day, how many people actually went out on St. Patrick's Day. I thought it was just going to be the weekend before, and I was in Miami for that.
Yeah.
So it was St. Patrick's Day as well, which was that Wednesday.
That's what I'm saying. Like, some people do it the weekend. I always thought the rule was the week before or the weekend before.
Yeah.
That's what I always thought. But then everyone does stuff after, and I just don't want to miss out on it. So that's why you do both. And then, of course, you celebrate the day of with tacos and all those shenanigans. But it's a Wednesday for Cinco de Mayo.
Again, I think it's just more like people are just looking for more reasons to party.
That's true. Now that, like, pandemic is kind of somewhat coming to its final call.
Yes.
I feel it. I'm getting my final shot at the end of this month. Yeah.
It's exciting.
I know. I'm excited about it. Then we'll just be fully vaccinated. And Danielle, you're already.
Oh, yeah. But my entire family now is fully vaxxed.
Like, we can all hang.
Yeah. So I've been fully vaxxed since beginning of March.
Did you have any lingering side effects?
Never. No. I will say the only side effect that I had was from when I actually had COVID. And I feel like I still cannot taste as or smell as much as I did prior to COVID. But
there's a TikTok trend. There's a couple.
I saw. They're all bogus.
They're all fake. Darn phonies. It. I was so excited for you to try.
They're all phonies. I don't believe any of them.
Dang it. That upsets me. In any case, okay, what are we doing for Cinco de Mayo, though? Like, what's the plan?
You know, look, I love me some Tex-Mex. I think it would be so much fun to do, like, a margarita crawl.
Oh, yeah.
Go to different places, get margs and, you know, a taco at tons of places. We have so many places. And you and I, remember we talked about the other day, like, how fun would a date night be if, like, you went to a place and got, like, a taco or two and just kind of, like, hopped around? Like, what about margaritas and hop around? Like,
you
I think that's so fun.
We're one of my favorite places to get margaritas is.
Where?
It's in the Heights. It's that drive-thru.
Oh, yeah. It's right by my house.
Yeah. Well, it's just like Margaritas to Go. I don't know what it's called.
No, it's literally Margaritas to Go.
It's like the wine cocktail version of it. But my favorite thing for date night spots, whether Tyler and I, my fiance, are going to like a park or anything, just go drive-thru and get a margarita.
You know, it's funny you say that because I live
literally 2 walking minutes away from there. I've never been there.
You should go. It's actually
really
good.
I pass it every day. I pass it on the way here.
Are you kidding me? And no, you've I'm never serious. Tried it. Okay, yeah. On the way home, I guess you got to go.
Yeah, clearly.
It's one of my favorite things because they have a couple of them. There's like a sangria. There's a margarita, pina colada. Like, they have different drinks.
Mm-hmm.
But that concept is so novel to me. Like, I've never heard of a drive-through for alcohol. And so when my parents came to visit and I told them about it, they were like, what? You can do that? I'm like,
which is hilarious because back in Louisiana, we have drive-through everything.
Right.
I mean, drive-through daiquiris. We were getting drive-through daiquiris before we could drive.
Which is so funny to me. It's so crazy how things are so different in different places because I still think it's crazy that you can even do that kind of stuff. And I think everyone since the pandemic has kind of adopted the alcohol to go.
Oh, yeah. My friends that live in New York, they were saying the other day how excited they are that it's still going on, that you can take alcohol to go up there, you know? But like, yeah. And like people in Louisiana, we're just so used to it that when I moved here, it was so foreign that we couldn't do it. And now it's like, oh, it's nice that that's something that I loved so much.
Can come back.
And that we could, now we get to do it here. So,
yeah. No, the alcohol to go is brilliant. I'm surprised we didn't have that everywhere beforehand. Right? You were really blessed growing up where you did, I feel.
I know, right?
Like, you had all the fun stuff. You got to do all the fun activities. Like, you grew up in a really fun place.
So
jelly.
Fun.
Okay, we're going to go through all the addresses of the place we talked about today, take all of the hard work out of it for you so you know exactly where you're going. So pull out the notes on your phone, maybe a pen or a piece of paper if you're old school like that. We'll give you a second to do that. Just remind you that we are now Odyssey and NodRadio.com. So you can download the Odyssey app and favorite us. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. Or you can let us wake you up on Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. If you're feeling like sleeping in a little bit, just say Alexa or hey Google, turn on CBS Sports Radio 650 on Odyssey instead of radio.com. Okay, Danielle, we started with our date night spots. Where were we going first?
We went to Acme Oyster House, our new restaurant in Montrose at 1201 Westheimer. Second spot was Pier 6 out in San Leon at 113 6th Street. And then third spot was Gatsby at 4319 Montrose Boulevard.
Actually off the Great Gatsby.
Yes.
We weren't kidding.
Yes.
Like I thought you were. But no, it really is the Great Gatsby. All right. And the second spot, we're talking about them Derby Days.
Our first spot was Brenner's on the Bayou at 1 Birdsall. Our second spot was Permission Whiskey at 2920 White Oak. And our third spot was Heights Beer Garden at 1433 North Shepherd.
Remember, Danielle is judging a outfit contest at Permission Whiskey. Do you know what time it is?
I'm supposed to be there at like, I think it starts at 1.
At 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, so come in your best. Gentlemen, wear the bow ties. Ladies, do all the makeup, the pinks, the greens, the bright colors. Bring out the hats because Danielle is going to be judging the outfits. Is there a prize?
There is a prize. I don't know what it is.
It's probably some sort of booze, which like, hello. Even if you said it was for bragging rights, I would do it. All right, and then we went Bayou Bar hopping.
Our first spot is the Space Cowboy Restaurant and Bar inside of Heights House Hotel at 100 West Cavalcade. Second spot was Daisy Buchanan, and it is next to Gatsby at 4319 Montrose Boulevard. And our third spot, we're going to the beach, y'all. We're going to Tulum. We're going to Tulum, a.k.a. not Tulum. This is at 12044 Beach Street.
Yay! Okay, and then we did our cocktail of the week, which was a blackberry julep margarita.
Margarita, si se puede.
I cannot roll my R's, but I'm trying really, really hard. Margarita. I'll work on it. Don't you worry. All right, we're going to give a huge thank you to our executive producer, Sarah Fraser. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week when we get into Cinco de Mayo.
Cheers, guys.